Hey, yo, Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, welcome to the show where we don't sing it, we bring it. Help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And make sure if you are on YouTube, you click that bell so they tell you every single time a new episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast goes live. Make sure you follow us on our Discord community and be sure to stop by www.tsj101sports.com. Pro Wrestling Podcast is the official wrestling podcast of TSJ Sports, but it's not just about wrestling. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, every collegiate sport you could think of. All your sporting news available at tsj101sports.com. Guys, are you sick and tired of dropping $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game? Stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create a wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views. You even build corporations, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users, totally free. If you want to become a member of the Pro Wrestling Podcast family, you want your name in the shout outs like Mike and Lansdale, then check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Pro Wrestling Podcast to sign up today. We have loyalty rewards. Any $15 contributor gets to co-host an episode of Going Live with me on one of our live shows, and our $7.50 a month contributors, you get an opportunity to be entered into a drawing to also co-host one of our live shows with myself. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast. If you have questions, comments, anything you want to touch on, the day's news, rumors, something you heard, something you want us to talk about, give us a call at the Pro Wrestling Sound Off Line, 267-642-1160. Give us your questions, comments, whatever it is you want to get into the show. Make sure you tell us who you are so we can give you credit for it. We love giving you guys credit for your contributions to the show. And at the same time, we want to make sure you guys get some tags on your name as well. So do that for us. Give us the shout. Now, if it's one of our live shows, always use the streaming service that you're using's chat function so it sends your comments directly to my computer and I can respond to you right in the show. No need to delay. We can get you guys in right away. Don't forget, if you're new to the Pro Wrestling Podcast, if you've never tuned in before, check out our homepage at frowrestling.com where you can preview all the topics coming to the show, and it's a great way to come up with the comments and questions you want to send us through the sound offline. In addition, we gotta support independent wrestling. When you go to Fro Wrestling, make sure you click on the Indie Events tab. It's where you can find a local show coming to your area, some of the smaller promotions, but sometimes some of the biggest action. Check out the Indie Events tab on Pro Wrestling right now. A lot of things to talk about this week. John Cena returning to SmackDown, coming soon. Now, the speculation right away is this going to be for an opportunity to wrestle a match at WrestleMania? Now, here's the deal. He's been gone for over a year. He hasn't competed in a pay-per-view match in over a year. He did have that little John Cena Thuganomics moment at Mania last year, but not an actual match. Not at any of their pay-per-views last year. So, John Cena returning to SmackDown right away, people want to know, is this going to be to build towards a program at Mania? A lot of people would love to see the Velveteen Dream take on John Cena. But if that was the case, I don't think you would have seen him show up on SmackDown. I think it would do nothing but boost the ratings of NXT if that was going to be the case and they would have had him go there. Instead, obviously, this will probably be to promote something that he's working with in the movie and entertainment industry. Hopefully, they find a way to integrate him into a WrestleMania program. I think no matter what your feelings are about John Cena, he's somebody who has a lot to contribute to the industry, and he doesn't get back very often. So when he does, it's got to mean something. It's got to bring a punch. It's got to have a purpose. And I hope that WWE has something very exciting planned for John Cena's return. I wouldn't mind seeing him in a program for Mania. I don't know who you put him against. There's a lot of fantasy bookers out there who want to come up with ideas. I don't want to see a John Cena versus King Corbin type of thing. I really don't. I know they want to move past the King Corbin, Roman Reigns thing. I don't need to see that. I don't really need to see Cena and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, which somebody hypothesized that that would be possible if Goldberg wins down in the Saudi Arabia show. I don't want to see that either. I can't honestly tell you what match I really do want to see. I would much rather see Cena in some kind of dream matchup like everybody is talking about Sting and The Undertaker at WrestleMania. I know that's something that is actually being discussed. I don't know if it'll come to fruition, but definitely being discussed. There was a chance for the match to take place in Saudi Arabia. Not going to happen now, apparently. Sting did not sign to do that match yet, but is definitely interested in working with The Undertaker. And for the first time, we're getting the word that maybe The Undertaker really wants to do this with Sting. So, got to keep our eye on that. In the meantime, speaking of Saudi Arabia, Goldberg challenging The Fiend. We got that news last week. But the reality is Goldberg really a threat to winning the Universal Championship from The Fiend? The Fiend has been built up all year as being unstoppable. He's taken out everybody he's come face to face with. I don't see how to book this match. Now, I know everybody right away is like, nope, The Fiend can't lose. The Fiend has to go to Mania to face Roman Reigns. And I get it. That's been the plan all along. But when you look at the different reports that are out there, Brian Alvarez, Ryan Satin, other people who put out comments online, some other wrestling-related people putting out their words, a lot of people think that there actually is a chance that this happens. You know, and Goldberg was unstoppable for the biggest part of his career. He's only had a handful of legitimate losses. So just jobbing him out to The Fiend when he has so few appearances left, probably in the tank, I think is a bad idea. But when you look at the alternative, Goldberg defeating The Fiend, you're kind of squashing one of the biggest, most successful things you've put together in quite a long time, and it's not something I'd be in a rush to do. So it puts you in a little bit of a booking quandary. I'm not sure how you want to proceed with that. I think if you defeat Goldberg with The Fiend, you kind of destroy any momentum Goldberg has. Not that he has a ton, but let's face it, coming out of the last time he was in Saudi Arabia in that horrible match with The Undertaker, which if you listen to this show, you know I don't fault Goldberg or The Undertaker for that situation. But still, that loss coupled with another one here would move Goldberg, in theory, if there is a ladder, way down the ladder and not really put him in position for any kind of important program anytime soon if they ever decide to bring him back. However, if you have him defeat The Fiend, and I know that's a big if, but if you do that, then what ends up happening is you get a WrestleMania main event between Goldberg and Roman Reigns, and I don't think Goldberg's character takes as much of a hit losing to Roman Reigns, who is somebody who the public now has kind of gotten behind. And not that they haven't The Fiend, but I just think that when you look at the main event at WrestleMania, you want to have as much brand name recognition as you can. Now, to diehard wrestling fans, The Fiend is big enough of a name for anybody, but that doesn't get you mainstream attention. Let's be honest. WrestleMania is about mainstream. Vince McMahon wants to draw the biggest house possible, sell the biggest amount of merchandise possible, and this would be an opportunity to do that. Now, if you have Goldberg go out and squash, you know, The Fiend in 5 seconds, I think that's a horrible decision. But I don't know if he has the skill set to put together a longer match. So I really don't know how they're going to do this. And, you know, no matter who you look at, when you, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, places like that, all talking about how it's a real possibility Goldberg wins the match. And I don't really care who wins. I can't conceive of how you book it and not destroy one or the other's character. It's just the way I feel. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that. But I'm actually kind of excited for the match, as long as Goldberg doesn't crash his head into a turnbuckle again and make it a stink fest in Saudi Arabia. Going to move on to some other situations in WWE. Matt Riddle, the conversation's been going for a couple weeks now since the Royal Rumble about whether or not he has heat with Vince McMahon or in the back in general because of the way he conducted himself with regards to Brock Lesnar, claiming he's going to be the man to retire Brock Lesnar. Apparently at the Royal Rumble, he and Lesnar getting into it, Brock Lesnar saying that program's never going to happen. We all know Brock has some creative control in his contract. That's something that's rare. And if he doesn't want to work with Matt Riddle, he's not going to work with Matt Riddle. And at this point, with the way the kid will not shut up, if I was Brock, I would never give him the match. No matter what anybody suggests, I would never give him that match. Because you can't let the young guys who haven't earned their spot at Mania or any other major pay-per-view start dictating the terms of their feuds. That's up to the booking committees and the agents and everybody else who puts together the matches to decide if that ever happens. I don't like the way Matt Riddle's doing it. He even went back out after the reports came out that he had heat and started trash-talking again at an NXT live event. Just stop, dude. Earn your spot on the main roster first and then see where things lead. But you got to stop with the taunting of Brock Lesnar because it's not going to get you the match that you want. And that would be a shame and a waste of an opportunity. Simone Johnson in the news. For those who don't know, that's The Rock's daughter. She's 18 years old, now has signed with WWE, working at the Performance Center. Hey, Mark Henry was out today saying how she's already doing a great job. Fourth generation superstar, that's a lot of pressure to put on a young lady, but it's something she's dreamt about since she was little. And let's be honest, I wish her nothing but success. I hope she does very well, and I'm excited to see if she can bring the same kind of charisma and personality to the ring that her father, her grandfather, her great-grandfather, everybody brought to the ring. It's really an interesting story. It's a great family tree that she belongs to. Lots of influences there, and there is no reason that she can't become a star. The only thing that's hard, some people are a little frustrated with, is the huge number of people on the independent circuit who are just breaking their bones and trying to do what they can to get noticed by WWE who can't get a tryout with NXT, not a contract, just a tryout. And then this young lady who simply, and I don't care what anybody says, because her dad's The Rock, she got the opportunity. I'm not knocking that. Take whatever connections you can. I just feel bad for the people on the indie scene who have to fight harder to get that opportunity. So I hope she makes the most of it, and I hope she makes this an incredible experience. Moving on to the show The Bump, which this week was like the Valentine's edition with Tyson Kidd and Natalya, and they had D.H. Smith, Harry Smith, whatever you want to call him, appear on the show, which is interesting because he wrestles for Major League Wrestling. He is Davey Boy Smith's son. He was in WWE before, teamed with Tyson Kidd. They were tag team champions. He left in 2011. He's been in New Japan, MLW, all over the world. And right now, no one's talking about what his contract status is anywhere. And for him to show up on WWE programming with the plug for his Twitter handle and everything makes you wonder if maybe he's not trying to make his way back to the company. He even put on the show that he would love to have a match with Cesaro, which I think would be an incredible match. If you've ever seen him wrestle, he and Cesaro, I think, would make for an incredible match. They'd make an even better tag team. So we'll definitely have to keep our eyes on that. But I'm thrilled to see him on WWE programming because a lot of guys, you think that they would mess up their character. He's somebody I don't think they would do that with. I think he is custom made for a WWE ring, just like people who they recently signed like Killer Cross. You know, I think Killer Cross is going to be perfect for WWE. So we'll have to keep our eyes on some of that. Big question of the week is, what is Matt Hardy's next move? Finishing up with WWE, written off TV with the Randy Orton angle, and now he is not signed anywhere else. He can't yet. He's not a free agent until March 1st. Still negotiating with WWE, but you have over in AEW, you have people throwing out tweets about welcoming him into the Dark Order and things like that. Yes, I'd be fine seeing his character or whatever incarnation of his character he wants to create in AEW, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not ready to give up on him in WWE either, especially since Jeff Hardy is going to be there for the foreseeable future because he's going to have to make up time for being out to injury. So I don't know what I want his next move to be. I feel like it's AEW, but I don't know if that's the best opportunity for him. Maybe it is. Maybe they'll let him be more creative. That's the big thing about AEW and Ring of Honor and places like that, is the ability to showcase your creativity. So maybe that's what he wants. If Tony Khan's going to pay enough money, go there. And if I had to make a prediction, that would probably be where I think he'll land. I wish him nothing but the best, and I will miss seeing him in the WWE ring. I really will. WWE Hall of Fame inductees. That's a big thing we're talking about tonight. The Bella Twins and Jushin Thunder Liger both being rumored to be headed to the Hall of Fame. I have no problem with either of them. Obviously, Liger is one of the greatest innovators in the history of professional wrestling. He absolutely belongs in the Hall of Fame. But he didn't really wrestle for WWE all that much. Now, he did have an extensive run with WCW, and since WWE acquired them, I guess I can see where that connection is. As far as WWE is concerned, he had one match with Tyler Breeze at a takeover event before SummerSlam a few years ago. But I'm glad they're going to honor him anyways, especially for everything he's done for the industry. Little surprised the Bellas are getting in so soon, but let's be honest, whether it's this year, next year, 10 years from now, they are Hall of Famers. They've held every championship they could at the time. They gave everything they had, and they contributed to WWE's global umbrella spreading with stuff like the Total Divas, et cetera, et cetera. So I am not at all surprised they're going in. Maybe a little premature, but they're still going to get in at some point. So who cares when it happens? Just get them in there. Now, there's plenty of people who belong in there before them. Victoria should be in there before them, or, you know, people like that, people from the Attitude Era, AJ Lee, even Paige. I wouldn't have a problem going in before them, but that's not happening. So we'll have to keep our eyes on who else gets inducted, but it sounds like those three people are heading in as well. And the last thing of the night, where should Lance Archer sign? He was in WWE for a cup of coffee. It didn't go over as well as he'd like. He has completely rejuvenated his character in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Apparently the contract's up. He was negotiating with AEW. He put out a tweet the other day where he literally included every single company you could think of for him to sign with. And quite honestly, I don't care where he signs as long as I can see him on television a lot. His character is incredible. His size is awesome. He has improved his in-ring work incredibly, and any company would be lucky to have him. He should be at least, we'll use WWE as a measuring stick, an intercontinental, possibly someday a world championship opportunity type of person. And if you watch his matches and you see his wrestling style, very physical, almost like almost a Bruiser Brody-ish kind of feel to his character now. And I think that's something WWE could really benefit from. So we'll have to wait and see. I love the tweet, though. I thought it was really insightful, especially because it shows how much he's paying attention to the rest of the wrestling world. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode. We'll run down the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com. They produce any music or sound effects we use in our shows. Thanks, as always, to Beazel Games. They are sponsoring our show with our new game, Sketchy People. Showcase your artistic side in this game from Beazel Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon for Sketchy People in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to AlleyRepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing all your classic skee ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or maybe you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our sister website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you so much for taking some time with us this evening. If you want more wrestling and sports news and rumors, don't forget to check out www.tsj101sports.com, where they have the latest articles on wrestling, basketball, baseball, and all sports, all points in between. Until next time, take care, everybody. Have a great night.